like to welcome everyone again to our service this evening and tell you I'm very thankful to be here. You know, over the last few months, we've had an opportunity maybe to think of some things that we maybe didn't think so much of in the past. And we talk about praying to God and talking to God, and we talk about meditation. Meditation being is when we read and study, God is able to speak to us through His Holy Spirit through the Word. And so there's some things that that I've been able to, I guess you say, meditate on that maybe in the past I didn't take the time or whatever the excuse might be. This evening, though, the lesson is concerning the man Jesus, and Jesus as the living Word. And we find the verses in John chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 5. And let me tell you, these are some of the verses that if you meditate on these verses, there's certainly some very interesting thoughts that come concerning these verses. There the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." You know, if you think on these verses, this may be thought as some of the most important scriptures in the Bible. In fact, if you really give it thought, it may reach the height of human thought. And so if you stop and think, what is the height of the human concept? And as I read through and study, I think maybe the height of human thought is Peter's confession in Matthew 16 and 16. And here, the Apostle Peter says that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I want you to think about that a minute. The Son of the living God. Jesus Christ in our verses is the Word of God. He's the creator of life, and the very being and essence of life. And we have to meditate on these things to even begin to understand the real meaning. A casual reading of the passage, and you can't even come close to what the Bible is trying to tell us. The importance of these three truths lie at the very foundation of life, of human life. Understand what is being said can determine a man's destiny. If Jesus Christ is the Word of God, then men must hear and they must understand that Word, or else be lost for all eternity. There are three things in our text that we can learn. In verses 1 and 2, we learn that Christ is eternal. In verse 3, we learn that Christ is the Creator. In verse 4 and 5, we learn that Christ is life itself. These first five verses of John's Gospel contain the theme of the entire book. John's purpose was to prove that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was the Son of God by showing that Jesus does what God the Father does. To begin, Christ is eternal. In the first two verses, three profound statements are made concerning Christ. Listen. There it says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." So Christ was pre-existing. And this means He was there before creation. He has always existed. It means, as we read in Psalm 90 and verse 2, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And in Proverbs 8, in verse 23, there it says, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. In John 17, in verse 5, there Jesus says, And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Before the world was. This word was in the Greek means to be or I am. It means to continuous existence without beginning or without origin. The testimony of John was that Jesus Christ was the Word, the one who has always existed. He is the Son of the living God. In Philippians 2, in verse 6 through verse 8, the Apostle Paul says, Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Christ was coexistent. He was, and he is, face to face with God, forever and forever. The word with here has the idea of both being with and acting toward. Jesus Christ, the Word, was both with God and acting with God. He was with God by God's side, acting, living, and moving in the closest relationship. This relationship was a perfect eternal bond. That is exactly what is said in the verse. The same was in the beginning with God. Listen to John, 1 John 1, verse 1 and verse 2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, which our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. The testimony of John was that Jesus Christ was the Word, the one who has always coexisted with God. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. John did not say that the Word was the God. He omits the definite article. John was saying that the Word, Jesus Christ, is of the very nature and character of God the Father. But he is not the identical person of God the Father. Jesus Christ is a distinct person from God the Father, but he is of the very being and essence or perfection of God the Father. In John 14, verse 8 and verse 9, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. And Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? In Colossians 1, in verse 15, speaking of Jesus, it says, Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? And in 1 Timothy 3, in verse 16, it says, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. The testimony of John was that Jesus Christ was the Word, self-existent and eternal, supreme, the supreme majesty of the universe, who owns his existence, who owes his existence to no one. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. We also learn in these verses that Christ is the Creator. We notice in verse 3 where it says, All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So all things, that means every detail of creation, every element and thing, each being and person, whether material or whether spiritual, angelical or human, has come into being by Christ. In Colossians 1 and verse 16, there it says, "For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." The words "were made" mean to come into being or become. Understand what this is saying. Nothing was existence. There was no substance. There was no matter. Nothing. Matter is not eternal. God did not take something outside of himself, something less than perfect such as evil, and create the world. Christ, the Word, took nothing but his will and power, and he spoke the Word, and he created everything, both seen and unseen. And he did this out of nothing. Christ was the one who created all things. Among the Godhead, he was the active agent, the person who made all things. Creation was his function and was his work. In 1 Corinthians 8, in verse 6, there it says, "But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom all things, whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." Hebrews 1 and verse 2, speaking of God, says, "Hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds." And finally, we learn from these verses that Christ is life. He is the source of light. The text says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." From the very beginning, man was to know that life was to know God. And they were to know God personally. The knowledge of the life of Christ was to be the light of men. The being was to give real life to men, both abundant and eternal. The beam was to infuse energy and motivation into man so that he might walk and live as he should. The life of Christ was to be the light of man's purpose. It was to be his meaning and significance while here upon this earth. In John 3 and verse 20, it says, "For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, but lest his deeds should be exposed." So we live in a world of darkness where people spend their lives stumbling into ignorance, alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance. In Ephesians 4, verse 17 through 19, it says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all cleanness and greediness." Christ is the answer to darkness. The life of Christ shines in darkness. Since man had brought darkness into the world by sin, the life of Christ was the light unto man. The beam had shown man the way, the truth, and the life. Christ showed man the way God intended for him to live. He showed man the truth of life, that is, the truth about God and about himself, and the truth about the world of man. Christ showed man the life, that is, how to save his life and avoid the things which can can cause him to stumble and lose his life. In closing, sadly, many reject the life and the light that Jesus offers. Some try to destroy him, but failed. Many try to avoid him, knowing that it will mean changing their lifestyle. In John 3, verse 19 and verse 20, it says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But for those who are willing to come to Jesus, he offers hope and guidance in this life. He is able to fulfill all his promises. In Matthew 11, 28 and 30, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." If there is one that is subject to the gospel call, then bid you come while we stand and sing.